Bonjour, ici Audrey Bourget. Je suis de retour avec un nouvel épisode d'Atable Kitchen Conversations. À quelques jours du nouvel an lunaire, le 1er février, j'ai rencontré la journaliste Li Tran Lam pour parler des traditions culinaires qui y sont reliées. Pensez aux dumplings, aux nouilles, à une salade de prospérité à lancer dans les airs et à beaucoup de desserts. Une chose est certaine, personne ne repart de ces festivités affamé. Le 1er février marque le nouvel an lunaire 2022, qui est aussi appelé Fête du printemps. À l'origine, c'est une célébration agricole, mais aujourd'hui, dans plusieurs pays d'Asie et parmi la diaspora, c'est une occasion de célébrer avec la famille, les amis et les collègues. Chaque année est représentée par un animal et un élément. 2022 est l'année du tigre d'eau. Vous avez peut-être entendu parler plus souvent du nouvel an chinois. Le nouvel an lunaire inclut le nouvel an chinois, mais aussi ceux célébrés dans d'autres pays, nous explique la journaliste Li Tran Lam.
Because we grew up and we just called it Chinese New Year, and I didn't realize until I was a lot older that it's called Lunar New Year, because a lot of different countries and cultures and communities celebrate it. It's not just in Chinese communities. Korea, there's Korean New Year, there's Tet, which is like Vietnamese, the Vietnamese version of New Year. And of course, you know, in Chinatowns all around the world, or in, you know, different pockets of the world where there are Asian communities, you have people celebrating Lunar New Year.
Il y a beaucoup d'anciennes traditions associées avec le nouvel an lunaire, mais celle qui plaît le plus aux enfants est assurément celle des enveloppes rouges.
So when I was growing up, we always loved Lunar New Year because all the kids get lucky money. So all the married relatives give you money in these red envelopes. And it's the best because you didn't do anything and you get all this money just for being a kid. But it also, now that I'm older, makes me not want to get married, because then if I get married, I then have to give out all the lucky money in the red envelopes. And there are a lot of young kids in the family, so I don't know if I can afford it, actually. but yeah, when you're a kid, that's very exciting. It's like you become a millionaire at Lunar New Year.
Les traditions culinaires prennent une grande place durant le nouvel an lunaire, avec des célébrations qui commencent la veille et se poursuivent pour 2 semaines.
It's almost like, you know how like in American, in North America, they have like Thanksgiving, and that's when like everyone comes from wherever they live in the country and they come home, right? And they have dinner together. It's similar, it's a similar idea, like the reunion dinner of, you know, wherever you're living, you come home and you have dinner together with your family on the eve of Lunar New Year. And then I think you might have also heard that like Lunar New Year is really a fortnight of just like a lot of eating. When I was growing up, we had more just the 3 days of like collecting the lucky money and eating a lot. And I think also it just depends on like the different relationships, like, because, you know, like if you're a business person, you might take out good clients. But you also celebrate with your family, and you might celebrate with your friends as well. So I think there are different orders of significance of who you go out with. Often around this time of year, if you go to Chinatown or any dining precinct with a lot of Asian communities, they're often really busy because it's a very popular time to go out feasting with family and friends or colleagues.
Chaque pays a ses propres traditions, mais plusieurs plats font l'unanimité.
There's obviously a lot of food and a lot of celebrating. And I think when I was younger, I didn't really know a lot of the significance behind the food. So I remember we would get these big, elaborate trays of different nuts, like different candied nuts. And now that I'm older, I know that, like, for instance, I think like the peanuts, they're seen as good for longevity. Like, And a lot of foods, I now understand, there's meaning behind it.
Parmi les plats et les aliments classiques du Nouvel An lunaire, il y a le poisson, les mandarines et particulièrement les dumplings et les nouilles.
Something like dumplings, for instance. They're obviously they're delicious, and they bring people together. And I know with certain families, for the reunion dinner, which is a big part of Lunar New Year, where you know families come together, you know, making the dumplings is quite significant. We didn't make dumplings, but now I know it's significant also because the dumplings look like old currency, you know, like, you know, bags of money or gold coins. So then, you know, having the dumplings means it kind of passes on like good fortune to you, like riches and wealth. So a lot of the foods you have during Lunar New Year, it's often about wealth or prosperity, having a longer life. So like with the noodles, you know, the longer the noodles, the longer the life you're meant to lead.
Les rouleaux impériaux aux spring rolls sont un autre classique du Nouvel An lunaire.
I didn't even realize until I was quite older, like why they're even called spring rolls. And it's because in the Northern Hemisphere, it's spring often when Lunar New Year happens. The spring rolls are part of Lunar New Year celebrations, but also because when you fry them, they kind of turn gold and then, you know, they look like gold bars or, you know, again, another symbol of wealth.
Et pour apporter un maximum de prospérité à son année, on ne peut passer à côté d'une salade spéciale qu'il faut lancer dans les airs.
There's a prosperity toss, which is like, it's like a salad. Often I think it has fish and then lots of brightly colored vegetables. And then you're meant to toss the noodles with your chopsticks and whoever tosses the noodles the highest. You know, that's meant to be a sign of a good year ahead as well, that you're bringing good luck and good fortune to you. And even things like desserts. So it's good to eat desserts at Lunar New Year because then that symbolizes you're going to have like a sweet start to the year. So a lot of these things I just ate as a kid and just enjoyed it, yeah, and didn't know there were so many layers of meaning behind these foods.
Pour en connaître plus sur les traditions culinaires du Nouvel An chinois, on a inclus plusieurs liens vers des articles de Li Tran Lam sur la page SBS French et vous pouvez aussi consulter les sites web de SBS et SBS Food au cours des prochaines semaines. Bonne année lunaire à tous ceux qui célèbrent!